This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
And good evening, James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. We're going to have some live Bradford Lady Owls basketball action against the Lady Hubbers of Smithport here in a few minutes. The Lady Owls come into the game off an exciting victory in Brookville the other night where they forced overtime in the last 6 seconds. Miranda Davis hit a three-point shot. They got it into overtime, and then the overtime was basically a free-throw shooting contest almost, and Lady Owls came out on top. The Lady Owls' record on the season is 9-11. They've got tonight's game remaining and a game in a few nights down at Elk County. So there's a pretty good chance that they could finish the season 11-11, which is very impressive. Coach Blatchley and his staff have turned the things around quite well with the Lady Owls program. So the future is bright. I'll let you in on a little secret a bit later on, maybe. They told me not to say nothing on the air, but there could be some playoff games coming for us and the Bradford Owls basketball teams. I'll be back with you with the starting lineups, and we will have tip-off for tonight's clash between the Bradford Lady Owls and the Lady Hubbers from Smithport. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick, Owl's Nest, Lady Owls basketball. Tonight's been anything but normal, so tip-off coming up soon. We're going to do the starting lineups now. For the Smithport Lady Hubbers, it's going to be Peyton Neff, Madeline McKean, Jenna Goodman, Hannah Taylor, and Mara Owers. For your Lady Owls, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Alexis Keyshore, Haley Keene is in the back of the starting lineup tonight, and Alyssa Johnson. So that's a big story for tonight's game. Haley came back last game. As you know, the last time we did a Lady Owls game, Haley was unable to go. And, you know, she was getting closer every day to being back in the lineup after her leg injury. So with her back in the lineup, they're back to their, you know, normal ways. And we'll call them the winning ways. So once again, your Lady Owls are 9-11 coming into tonight's game, which is a big turnaround from the recent years. And there's even some rumbling of some playoff game possibly down the road. So let's see if we can stay in the win column tonight and close it out strong in Elk County in a few days. Thank you to our sponsors. I keep forgetting to do this. This is probably the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen. To Nick and Igor, my staff back at the station, taking care of all my mistakes. Very much appreciate those guys. So, looks like we're going to get started right around a half hour late. Not bad. Power outage got us. Referees and everybody are pushing things along here. Luckily, the Lady Hubbers don't have a long ride home. If it was the standard 2 hour down to the Southern District 9, it would be much more difficult. Here's a little twist. Mallory Craig's going to be jumping. Haley Keene is in the lineup, but I would say that leg injury isn't 100%. So jumping's not part of, well, the jump ball is not part of her game tonight. So Craig against Madeline McKean. And here we go. Thank you for sticking with us. Smithport's going to win the jump ball. They come across the timeline. Lady Owls looks like a 1-3-1 defense. There's tipped away by Alyssa Johnson, stolen. And I don't know what was called. She stepped on the sideline as she stole the ball. So Alyssa's quick hands go off to the first steal, but then a turnover right back, stepping on the line. So here goes Smithport with the inbound pass. Nice move. Kick it out to the corner. That is Jenna Goodman. And they kick it around. They kick it back down low. Hannah Taylor. And there's a block by Haley Keene out of bounds. Smithport's going to maintain possession. No score here in the early going at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball. Smithport looks to inbound it. Good defense by the Lady Owls. They have to go way back by the logo. They get it into Madeline McKean. And that ball's thrown away, so the Lady Owls are going to have possession. Craig, Taylor, Keyshore, Keene, and Johnson. Here we go with their first possession of the game. Alyssa Johnson's going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it into the corner to Haley Keene, who's going to line up a three ball. Oh, it comes up. It looked very nice from this angle. Came up a little bit short. So the Smithport Hubbers rebound quickly down court. They drive under the basket. Shots up off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. And a tip to a Smithport player, and she puts it in. That is 52. Hannah Taylor were the first points of the game for Smithport. Haley Keene shoots off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. Good defense there by Alexis Keyshore, but Smithport maintains possession. They drive down the lane. They get it off to, they got it off to Hannah Taylor again, who missed the shot, but it was a nice pass underneath. Alyssa Johnson now quick down court. Here comes Haley Keene to the foul line. Back to Alyssa. Mackenzie Taylor with a long shot off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. That is Jenna Goodman coming down with it. I believe she's fouled. Alexis Keyshore with her first foul. The team's first foul. So Smithport with possession. Lady Owls are going to put some, looks like, three-quarter court pressure here on the ball. Smithport gets it in. And they cross the timeline. There's a foul on Haley Keene. It's going to be two shots for Smithport. That's going to be Haley's first and the team's second. Thought the referee said Keyshore there for a second. So the first one's up and good by Madeline McKean. So Smithport takes an early 3-0 lead. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up. And good. Shooter's roll there. 4-0 Smithport. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Keyshore. Keene in the corner. Keene's looking for somebody underneath. Makes a move. Spin move. Stuck on the baseline. Gets it to Keyshore for three off the mark. Alyssa Johnson with a strong rebound. She goes back up and she's fouled. Alyssa Johnson will be at the line for two. That foul is on Madeline McKean, her first and the team's first. So Alyssa Johnson is going to shoot two free throws. First one's up. And good. So the Lady Owls are on the scoreboard. One more here for Alyssa. That one's up. And good. So the Lady Owls cut the lead in half. 4-2 Smithport. Three-quarter court pressure here by the Lady Owls. They do break through the pressure. They get it down. Open three, but they didn't take it. There's a drive. Oh, and the ball gets on the ground, and Haley Keene comes away with it. So what I can notice so far, it's Haley with a great pass to Keyshore down low. Keyshore lays it in. Haley Keene with a good vision. Long pass down court to Keyshore. And now the Lady Owls are pressuring the ball again. There's a second foul on Alexis Keyshore. That's pretty early here. Looks like Miranda Davis is going to come off the bench for her. So, yes, Alexis Keyshore will be coming out. Miranda Davis is coming in. Smithport with the ball. We have a tie game, 4-4. So it looks like Haley Keynes, she's out there. She's playing. It's not her normal game with the low post game. She's staying a little bit away from the basket, taking some shots so far. She's still very good at those things, but it's not her normal game, we'll say. There's a pass from Johnson to Miranda Davis, and it's a jump ball. Going to stay with Bradford. Johnson's going to inbound. Gets it. Mackenzie Taylor. Oh, off the front iron. Nice mid-range jumper off the mark, though. Smithport with a rebound. 4:44 to go. The score is 4-4 in the first quarter. Double teaming the ball now. It's in the corner. Back out to a wing. Madeline McKean with the ball. Miranda Davis with the defense. Smithport, they get it down low. Kick it back out. It's Hannah Taylor gets the ball down low. There's a long three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. Smithport with possession. There's a shot. Mid-range floater. Mid-range floater by Madeline McKean. And it's up and in. She has 4 quick points for the Lady Hubbers. Halfway through the first quarter here at the Owl's Nest. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Back to it. There's Keane with a little 6-foot jumper. She nails it. Haley Keane with her first 2 points of the game. Lady Owl's got to get the rebounds down here on the defensive end. They just are struggling with that as of late. There's a long 3 ball, and she gets the shooter's bounce. That is Mara Hours. Went way high off the rim and back down through. Lady Hubbers take a 9-6 lead. Haley Keane with a drive. Gets it to Mallory Craig, who puts in the mid-range jumper. So Keane drove down. Defense collapsed. She kicked it out to Mallory Craig, who laid it in. 9-8, the Hubbers lead. Smithport again. 3 ball. Front and back rim. Out of bounds off of Smithport. Bradford's going to gain possession with a chance to take the lead. 3:02 left to go in the first quarter. Alyssa Johnson's going to bring the ball across midcourt. Haley Keane out on the point. She finds Mallory Craig, top of the key. Back to Miranda Davis. Oh, just off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. They come away with it. 9-8 lead and possession. There's a looked like it was going to be a 3 ball in the corner, but timeout taken by the Smithport coach. We're going to go ahead and take it with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Smithport coach noticed his player was in the corner and in trouble, so you probably heard him because it was rather loud. Scream timeout. So Smithport with possession, up by a point, 2:23 to go in the first quarter. They get the ball in, goes back to the inbounder, which is Peyton Neff. She gets it to McKean, Madeline McKean. Back to Neff. Neff's trapped in the corner again. Jump ball is going to stay with Smithport. So that time it was Haley Keane that created the jump ball. This time it'll stay with Smithport. They're going to inbound under their basket. Once again, inbound it. Tipped out of bounds by Mackenzie Taylor. Smithport's going to inbound out on the sideline. They get it to the midcourt stripe. And here we go. Call out the play. Get it down low. Haley Keane intercepts it. Haley Keane comes down court, taking it all the way down court, and makes a move, pulls up, gets it to Miranda Davis. Oh, in and out. In and out by Miranda Davis. Haley found the open Miranda Davis there and unable to convert. So still 9-8 lead for Smithport. Smithport works it around. Lady Owls in a 2-3 zone now. There's a ball to the corner. It's a three ball up and way short. Rebounded by Smithport. Looks like a foul on Alyssa Johnson. It is on Alyssa Johnson. That's her first, the team's fourth. 1:27 to go here. Looks like I don't have a number 22. That happens to me all the time, I guess. So number 22 is at the line for Smithport. I've got 11 players, but none of them are 22s. So the first one's off the mark. Second one is up and good. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. 10-8, Smithport lead, 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Smithport gets a hand on it, but the Owls maintain possession. Mackenzie Taylor, medium range jumper, in and out, rebounded by Craig. That's going to be a jump ball. That'll be Lady Owls possession. So a nice rebound there by Mallory Craig and strong enough to at least force the jump ball. Alyssa Taylor with the inbound. Gets it to Miranda Davis, who takes a three ball off the front iron. And Haley Keene over the back. That's going to be Haley Keene's second foul. So two fouls on Keene, two fouls on Keyshore with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. One thing the Lady Owls can't afford to be is in foul trouble. That's the fifth team foul, which will put Smithport at the line. With a 10-8 lead, 1:05 to go. That's going to be Peyton Neff is going to be at the line for Smithport. First one's up and in and out. One more here for Peyton Neff. It's up and it's good. So Peyton Neff has her first point of the game. It's 11-8, Smithport lead as we go to below 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Haley Keene, top of the key, looking for an open teammate. She's going to take a three ball. Oh, it was right down by line of sight, and it looked perfect. Hit the front and back rim. Smithport gets a rebound. Into the corner. Mallory Craig, and there's a quick hand by Mackenzie Taylor. Out of bounds off of her. Smithport's going to inbound. 39.4 to go. First quarter. 11-8 lead for Smithport. There's Peyton Neff with the ball. Miranda Davis on the defense. There's a foul on Smithport. That foul is going to be on Jenna Goodman, her first, the team's second. There we go. I was waiting for them to put that on the scoreboard, but moving screen there hit the girl pretty hard. So Lady Owls with possession, 21 seconds to go, down by three. Keene into the corner. Taylor with three ball in. Mackenzie Taylor gets her points, first points of the game. And we're tied at 11, 6 seconds to go. There's a travel. Lady Owls are going to have the ball, 3 seconds to go. Often Alyssa Johnson is the person to heave it from half court. So she's got 3 seconds here on the inbound pass. Lady Owls are in the back court, so Smithport puts pressure on the inbound pass so that they can't get an easy shot off. There's Johnson. She's going to shoot it off the mark. She got the shot off, though. So we're going to go into the first quarter break here, tied at 11. I'll be right back with you after a break. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Just about going to get underway here with the second quarter. Tie game at 11. Good game. A few issues. We do have Alexis Keyshore with two fouls and Haley Keem with two fouls. A good thing, all five seniors are on the board for your Lady Owls, so balanced scoring across the board. Looks like Keen is back in the game with her two fouls. So you've got Craig, Taylor, Keen, Johnson, and Sevilla Long checks into the game now for the Lady Owls. Smithport with possession. Tie ball game. So that was almost coming away with a steal. That's what that little groan was. Hubbard's drive in. Kick it way back out up top of the key. Good defense here by the Lady Owls. Into the corner, that's tipped away. Smithport comes up with a loose ball. Nice move there by McKean, and she puts it up, it's off the mark. Sevilla Long got the rebound, but then it was stolen away. She goes and gets it and puts it up and draws the foul. She draws the foul on Peyton Neff. That's going to be her first. Sevilla Long is going to be at the line for two, so she stayed with that ball all the way down the court as it was rolling and picked it up in stride. Took it to the poop and was fouled. First free throw is up and in and out. We remain tied at 11. 7-11 to go in the first half. Sevilla Long's second free throw is good. Lady Owls take the lead. Three-quarter court pressure by the Lady Owls. McKean with the ball gets it across court to Neff. Neff back to McKean. Alyssa Johnson batted the pass, but it got out of bounds before she could get rolling the other way with it. Lady Owls with a one-point lead, just under 7 minutes to go in the half. Thank you once again for sticking around with us late tonight. Late start due to the power outage. Smithport with the ball around. Looks like a 3-2 zone by the Lady Owls. There's a three ball for Smithport. Off the mark, rebounded by Smithport. Just too many tries every time down the court. I want to go out there and start coaching or yelling or something, but anyways, too many tries for Smithport. There's Sevilla Long with a short basket. Lady Owls got it down the court rather quickly. The Owls pull out to a three-point lead. Three-quarter court pressure once again. Frustrating to watch Smithport or anyone come away with this many offensive boards. There's a foul on, I believe, Alyssa Johnson. It is. So that's Alyssa's second foul. Lady Owls with three starters now with two fouls apiece. Keyshore is going to check back into the game with her two fouls for Alyssa Johnson. So Craig, Keen, Taylor, Long, Keyshore in there for your Lady Owls. Okay, the boys' team is over there watching. They're getting yelled at by the ref, I think. They happen to have a night off this evening. So, Smithport inbounds it. 14-11 lead for your Lady Owls. Pass it around the outside. Sevilla Long defending McKean. McKean gets it to Goodman. Pass underneath. Tipped away. Here comes Keyshore. She slows it down for the Lady Owls. Keyshore to Taylor. Taylor goes quick toward the baseline. Kicks it back out to Craig. Craig's going to see an opening. Then gets cut off. Oh, ho! Mackenzie Taylor with another three ball. So Craig got cut off on the drive and kicked it out to Taylor, who was wide open. Here comes the Smithport Hubbers all the way under the basket. Oh, no. And there's a foul on Keyshore. That was very... That is not good. That's her third foul. She's definitely going to have to come out of there now. That was an unnecessary foul there by Alexis Keyshore. Here comes Miranda Davis into the game for her. Lady Owls are out to a six-point lead now, 17-11. Outscoring us, the Lady Hubbers 6-0 here in the second quarter so far. 5:19 to go. There's an inbound pass to the corner for Smithport. And there's a three ball off the mark. Almost rebounded by Smithport, but there goes Sevilla Long quick down the court and lays it in. She's very fast. That's 5 points for Sevilla off the bench here in the second quarter. And there's a travel by the Lady Hubbers. So Lady Owls have gained momentum here, and they're out to an eight-point lead. Sevilla Long, or two Hubbers fought over that last rebound, and it went flying. Sevilla came out of the pack just at full stride. Looked to be way quicker than all the other players on the court. Lays it in. Mackenzie Taylor, Long, gets it to Keen. Keen's going to take a three ball. Oh, off the back iron, Long with the rebound. Oh, she got a little too far under the basket. She tried an underhand scoop, almost went in. Smithport comes away with a rebound. 4:35 to go in the first half, 19-11, Lady Owls lead. They all better watch out because the refs are calling a pretty tight game here tonight. And there's Long that creates a loose ball that Miranda Davis runs after. It goes out of bounds either off of Miranda or Long, but quick hands by Sevilla Long to knock that ball away. Lady Owls with this good defense, other than the rebounding, the good defense knocking the balls away and sets their offense up quickly down the other way. So Smithport with the ball, approaching 4 minutes to go. That's a double dribble. Double dribble by Smithport. Sevilla thought she might have had a foul there. She looked at the ref like, what did I do? So Haley Keene's going to inbound to Mackenzie Taylor. Lady Owls with an eight-point lead, 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the first half. Taylor with the ball, calls out a play. Davis in the corner, going to take the jumper off the mark. Goes out of bounds off of Smithport. And it's going to be Lady Owls' ball inbounding under their own basket. Johnson, Alyssa Johnson comes back into the game for Miranda Davis. So Alyssa comes back in with her two fouls. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Alyssa gets it in to Taylor. Taylor to Long. Long's looking to go to the hole every time. She just put that in there and gets a rebound. She's tough, I'll tell you. So she went in right at the basket, laid it up, and went in and out. She gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. Sevilla Long with 7 points here in the second quarter. Lady Owls up by 10. Breakout game tonight for Sevilla Long. Breakout quarter. There's a ball tipped out of bounds off the Lady Owls. Lady Hubbers look frustrated right now. They're going to inbound now. Hubbers possession down by 10. 3:26 to go in the first half. Sevilla Long on the defense. They get it down low. It's up off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor gets it to Craig. Craig gets it back to Taylor, and here come the Lady Owls again. A Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Gets it to Sevilla Long. Long to Taylor. Taylor's going to take another jumper. Off the mark. Nice look, though, and there's Long. Long gets her first foul. That's going to be the third. That's going to be the third team foul on the Lady Owls. So a possession here for the Lady Hubbers. We're going to take a timeout here. Coach Blatchley took a timeout. We're going to take it with him. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. This second quarter has been all Lady Owls. They've outscored the Lady Hubbers 10-0. Sevilla Long just dominating. She's got 7 points of the 10 for the Lady Owls here in the second quarter. So when they needed somebody to come off the bench while they're in foul trouble, Sevilla has stepped up and done that for them. Hubbers with the ball. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Lady Owls up by 10. Quick hands there by Long and Johnson, but they created some havoc, but did not get the ball. Into the corner for Smithport. Craig on the defense. There's a three ball from Smithport. Off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. Another three ball. That one's off the mark. Haley Keene's got that rebound. Here comes Alyssa Johnson. Long outlet pass to Long. Oh, Sevilla could not come up with it. Alyssa Johnson goes three-quarter court with a pass. Smithport comes away with it. Trail by 10. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the first half. Into the corner. That's Johnson with a good defense. Comes Long on the ball. They get it back to McKean. McKean restarts the play. She gets it to the corner, and the young lady was not ready for the pass. So it goes out of bounds. Lady Owls possession. 1:53 to go and a 10-point lead. Johnson's coming up court. She's got Keene and Taylor on with her on, and Sevilla Long and Keyshore. They just, beautiful passing by the Lady Owls. Haley Keene found herself under the basket alone. Good passing, very good selflessness, we'll call it. There's a steal by Taylor. Taylor, puts a shot up. Rebound by Long. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson puts it up off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. Puts it in. Mackenzie Taylor puts it in. Lady Owls taking over the game right now. They're up by 14. They're getting every board now, and they're getting every steal, and really good passing. Playing quite well right now, the Lady Owls are. Looks like Miranda Davis going to check back in for the Lady Owls. Smithport. Atop of the key, that is Peyton Neff with the ball. Back to McKean. McKean dribbles, looks for an open teammate, gets it down low. Nice move there, but off the mark. And it goes out. Oh, Alyssa Johnson comes away with it. Gets it to Long. Long lays it in. Sevilla Long on fire. Nice pass there by Alyssa Johnson. Lady Owls up by 16. Outscoring this Lady Hubbard 16-0 in the second quarter. There's a long three ball for Smithport off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. And it's taken away by Alyssa Johnson. Johnson's going to come away with the ball. Gets it to Keene down low. Keene, nice move. Puts it in. Real nice move by Haley Keene. 18-point lead, and that's going to be the end of the first half. What a period there for the Lady Owls. They outscore the Lady Hubbers 18-0. With that being said, I'm going to tabulate some stats. I'll be back for the halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest, Lady Owls Basketball. What a quarter there by the Lady Owls. They outscored the Lady Hubbers 18 to nothing. Everything working there for the Lady Owls in the second quarter. Sevilla Long with 9 points coming off the bench with a few Lady Owls in foul trouble. Good scoring across the board for the Lady Owls. Sevilla has those 9. Mackenzie Taylor with 8. Haley Keene with 6. And a few others with 2 apiece. Lady Hubbers just got too flustered there in the second quarter and just... good defense by the Lady Owls, created a bunch of turnovers, 18 points going the other way. The story was really long. Long is all over the place, really fast, and finished off a lot of nice drives. 29-11 lead for the Lady Owls here at halftime, trying to get their record to 10-11, which is a major improvement from the last few years. It's been a while since the Lady Owls have had a good season like this. Fouls are the story as well. Alexis Keyshore with 3, Haley Keene with 2, and Alyssa Johnson with 2. So they've got to stay out of foul trouble. Nobody in trouble with fouls on the Smithport side. The JV score from earlier, Bradford won 35-9. And the cool thing about that right there was a few of those ladies, I bet they haven't scored possibly. Let's go with they haven't scored much this year. There were some baskets by some young ladies that got some rather large ovations during the JV game. So it's good to those really young ones and the ones that don't get to play a lot get on the scoreboard. So I'm going to take one more break. We'll be back here for the start of the third quarter. This is James Patrick, Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back, Lady Owls Basketball. Big shout out to our Winner's Circle sponsors, W.R. Case & Sons and all the others. We couldn't do it without them. At this point, this is our final broadcast of the year. There could be some more foot to follow, so tune into WSB Sports, and we will have more information to follow, possibly. Amazing second quarter there for the Lady Owls. I wish they were all like that, but we'll see how they come out of the locker room here after both teams make adjustments. Sevilla Long with just a major coming-out party there. She's always been pretty good, but it really all went her way there in the second quarter with 9 points on her own. 23 seconds here to go in the halftime clock. We'll be back underway. Thank you for sticking around with us tonight. Another cold night. I haven't done the weather forecast in a while. I'm looking forward to spring, as we all are, I'm sure. Even the snowmobilers have probably had maybe too many miles so far. Lady Owls are going to have possession of the ball. We're going to start with Keene. Johnson, Long, where's the other ones at? Keyshore and Taylor out there for the Lady Owls. So even though we celebrated senior night a week ago for these Lady Owls, tonight's really their last home game. They Haley Keene with a nice turnaround. Beautiful. Off the glass and in. They got it down low to Keene. Couple dribbles, spin move off the high glass and in. So Lady Owls are up by 20 now. Back on the defense. It's like Johnson with a tough defense. Here comes Long. That is Peyton Neff with the ball. They get the shot off. Keene with a rebound. Keene gets it to Johnson. Here comes Johnson quickly down court. Gets it over to Taylor. Taylor, Keyshore in the corner. Keyshore to Keene. Keene drives in a few dribbles. Looks like she gets fouled, but they don't call it. So Long comes away with a rebound. Back to Mackenzie. Taylor sets it up top. She's going to take a three ball. Oh, off the back iron. Keene with the rebound. Gets it to Long. Long late. Lays it in. I don't know. It didn't even look like that one was going to go in. I don't know how it climbed up over the rim, but Sevilla Long continues her excellent play here. Props to Haley Keene that time for a bunch of boards. Smith Park gets it down low. Cut off by Johnson. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor comes away with it quick. Gets it down court to Long. Long had to grab it in the corner. Johnson's going to take a three ball. And it's good. Alyssa Johnson with a three. And Lady Owls pull up to a 25-point lead, 36-11. Sevilla Long picks up the half-court defense. Hubbers get it out to the point. There's a long three. Off the mark, Johnson with the board. Johnson, long outlet to Sevilla Long, who, wow, she's fun to watch. So she let that ball go over her head. Could have tried to catch it. Let it go over her head, went and caught up with it. And then it did get smacked out of bounds when she went up with a shot. But Lady Owls are going to maintain possession. Fun to watch that kid right there. So Johnson's going to inbound. Mallory Craig checks into the game. Taylor with a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. Off of Craig, out of bounds. So Smithport's going to inbound. Lady Owls back off on the pressure, up by 25. 5:48 to go here in the third quarter. There's McKean with the ball. She takes it all the way down. Haley McKean with a block. Goes right to Johnson. They cut Johnson off. She wanted to go fast. Haley Keene, beautiful block there that last time down. Keyshore in the corner. Craig from the foul line. Craig off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. Smithport brings it up. Lady Owls back down into their 1-2-2 defense. Miranda Davis going to check in at the next whistle. There's Haley Keene with a rejection and a rebound. Johnson quick. Mackenzie Taylor off the board and in. Beautiful passing by the Lady Owls. They're now up 38-11. The second half, the Lady Owls are on a 27-0 run, and here comes Johnson with another steal. She's going to take it all the way, puts it up off the mark. Smithport does come away with a rebound. So it's a 27-0 run here by the Lady Owls since it was tied at 11 after the first quarter. They get it into the foul line. That is, there's McKean with the ball again. And the Lady Owls strip it away. She's frustrated. Long outlet to Keyshore. Keyshore puts it up. Off the mark, but she's fouled. And Alexis Keyshore will go to the line for two. Foul is on Madeline McKean, her second. The team's first. So Alexis Keyshore will be at the line for two free throws here. Looks like a few Lady Owls checking in now. Keyshore's off the mark with the first one. Olivia Funk is going to check into the game, as well as Miranda Davis checks in. So now you've got Funk, Craig, Keyshore, Davis, Johnson. Second free throw is, hits the rim three times and does not go in. Rebounded by Craig, who is fouled. That's Smithport's second team foul. Second foul on number 22. There's a shot by Olivia Funk off the mark. Smithport comes away with it. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls with a large lead. Still playing tough defense. Alyssa Johnson. Funk on the ball now. Baseline. They get it back out. Down low. Try to get it down low. Tipped away by Keyshore, and Johnson comes away with it. Johnson was going to heave it all the way down court. She puts a smile on her face. There's Keyshore. Open jumper. Off the mark. Rebounded by Craig. Puts back in. Mallory Craig with a basket. And the Owls now lead by 29. 40-11. 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Tough defense by the Lady Owls. There's going to be a jump ball. I don't know which way it's going. It's going to stay with Smithport. So a couple young ladies that don't normally get into the varsity games, Casey Poe and Reimer. Reimer, they're going to get in here to the varsity game. Johnson and Keyshore come out. So Poe, Reimer, Craig, Funk, and Long in there right now for the Lady Owls. Smithport gets it down. Funk. Funk with a quick hand creates a turnover. Craig comes away with it. Here comes Craig down court. She's going to take it all the way. She gets it to the corner to Davis. Davis takes a three. Nails it. Miranda Davis is on the board. And we now have a running clock due to a 32-point Lady Owls lead. And they're currently on a 32-0 run here since the end of the first quarter. The defensive intensity just changed after that first quarter, and it's shown here for the Lady Owls. They come away with another steal. Here's Mallory Craig with the ball. 2:36 to go. Out to Reimer. Reimer with the ball. Reimer, baseline. Oh, they got her for a travel. Some Lady Owls in there that don't commonly get a lot of play time. That's good to see because they are very young. Great season for the Lady Owls. They're about to go to 10 wins, 11 losses. With the way they've grown, they probably could have won a few of those in the early going. But they'll get there. They'll keep improving. Smithport dribbles around the outside. Lady Owls 2-3 zone. Willing to give up the three, but they're not taking it. There goes the three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Smithport, and a foul on Madison Reimer. That's going to be her first, the team's first, and Jasmine Miller is going to go to the line for Smithport for two shots. First one's up and off the mark. Second free throw is up and good. So Jasmine Miller's on the board, and that ends that long streak of Lady Owls points. 1:27 to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls up big. There's a foul, a moving screen on Casey Poe. Got her hands up high on the defensive player. Smithport's going to inbound. 1 minute to go. Running clock here in the third quarter. Long three ball for Smithport. Back iron. Gets her own rebound. Gets it back. Thought she was going to try it again. That's the same young lady. Peyton Neff. Poe with a good defense up top. Poe, Davis, Craig, Reimer, Funk in the game now for your Lady Owls. There's a travel that was forced by Mallory Craig. Mallory Craig was going to block the shot, and the girl went up and down with the ball. So Craig gets it to Miranda Davis. Davis to Reimer. Reimer's cut off down by the baseline, gets it back to Craig. Craig looks for a shot. Oh, tipped away by Smithport. And then Reimer tips it away. Miranda Davis came up with the ball, and she was fouled. That foul's on Ella McKiernan, her first, the team's third. That's a timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case Flagship Store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
I didn't get a chance to hear what it was for, but during the break here, the three seniors from the Lady Owls came up and presented the referee here with a plaque, and he's pretty emotional right now. I don't know if this is his last game or anything, but it's a neat little scene here between quarters. I'll find out a little more about that, but now the three seniors getting their picture with the referee. Uh-oh, I'm going to be photobombing that. I'm in the background. A long night here at the Owl's Nest, very successful night for the Lady Owls. As the seniors came up to the scorer's table there, I thought they were going to check into the game because it's their last home game, but they actually had a little presentation there for the ref. And so we're still at break here. Everyone's celebrating. I'm going to get that plaque, and we'll read it to you. Okay, we're about to start the fourth quarter. Lady Owls lead 43-12. They went on a 29 or so point scoring run. Smithport only had 1 point there in that third quarter. Lady Owls 5, 7, 9, 11, 13-1 in that quarter. Lady Owls are going to have possession. Looks like the three seniors did check back into the game. They're going to get a couple more minutes here, and then I'm sure they'll get big ovations as they come out. Keen with the ball. Keen's dribbling around between the legs out to Miranda or Mackenzie Reimer. Oh, intercepted by Smithport. Smithport quick down court. That is Peyton Neff. The shot's up and good. Peyton Neff with her third point of the game. 43-14, Lady Owls lead. Johnson with the ball, gets it over to Keen. Keen sees an opening, takes it all the way down low, tries a behind the underneath the basket reverse layup, comes up a little off the mark. Smithport with the rebound. Two three zone by the Lady Owls. There's Keen on the defense out in the corner. They get it down low. Nice move. Nice move there by that's Jenna Goodman. Her first points of the game. Johnson with the ball. Mackenzie Taylor directing traffic now. Gets it to Reimer. And Reimer and Keen kind of run into each other, and it goes out of bounds off of Bradford. Smithport brings it across the timeline. 6:27 to go in the game. Looked like almost a three ball they were going to take there. There's a three ball. And it's off the mark, rebounded by Smithport. And there's a foul on, looks like Reimer probably. It is going to be on Reimer, her second foul. Olivia Funk's going to check back into the game for the Lady Owls. So number 22 is going to be at the line. And the first one's up and good. Funk and Pose checking into the game also. Haley Keen comes out of the game, and Reimer comes out of the game. So you've got Johnson, Poe, Craig, Taylor, and Funk in there for your Lady Owls. Second free throw's off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport, put back up and in. And that is Hannah Taylor. Nice board and put back for her. So the... And a turnover travel by the Lady Owls. you know, Lady Hubbard's, they're hanging in there. They got a 7-point run here in the fourth quarter. The game's certainly decided, but they're still fighting. So currently a 7-0 run for the Lady Hubbard's. Lady Owls back. Looks like a 2-3 defense. They get it down low, and they're almost stolen away by the Lady Owls. Quick hands. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the game. There's a pass out of bounds by the Hubbers. There's a timeout by the Smithport coach. We're going to take a full timeout with them. This is Lady Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Big victory here for the Lady Owls. They scored a bunch of points in a row, and they've got a huge lead. We're just under 5 minutes to go in the game. So let me tell you about that little ceremony. Lou Visa, if you know Lou, this is his 38th year refereeing. This will be his last game in Bradford. And later this week will be his last game as he retires after 38 years. And the Lady Owls get the ball down to Funk, who is fouled and going to have two shots. That foul is on Smithport. That's their first team foul. Olivia Funk at the line for two, and she gets the shooter's bounce. Olivia Funk is on the board. Second one is up. Oh, and off the front and back iron, and there's a foul on the Lady Owls on the rebound. That's on Mallory Craig, her first foul, and the Lady Owls' second team foul. So Olivia Funk on the scoreboard here for the Lady Owls. 44-19 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Passing around the outside. Smithport trying to find somebody down low open. There's a three ball off the mark. And there's a out of bounds off of Bradford. Smithport is going to get the ball. And here comes one of your seniors, Alyssa Johnson. Sevilla Long's going to come in. Big smile on her face. That'll end the home career for Alyssa Johnson. And Sevilla Long has checked in her place. And Long with the interception of the pass. Long tries to take it the whole way. She keeps control, gets it to Craig. Craig fighting through some defense there. What are they going to call? They call the travel on Craig. Okay, here comes Alexis Keyshore. She's going to come in for Mallory Craig. Mallory doesn't want to come out of the game. But so Keyshore comes in, and there's only one senior left to get out of here. Smithport Hubbard's with the ball. 3:04 to go in the game. Long, Poe, Keyshore, Funk, and Taylor in there for Lady Owls. There is a rebound by Smithport on a missed shot. And it's going to be an old-fashioned three-pointer here. And here comes Reimer in for Mackenzie Taylor, who checks out. So that's it for your three seniors here on the home floor. Well-deserved applause there for all of them. This is Madeline McKean at the line for one, and she makes it. I did not get the last foul on the Lady Owls, but I don't think it'll be a factor. These are all substitutes in here now. So Funk down low. Oh, takes a shot. Rebounded by Long. Long puts it up, and she's fouled. Sevilla Long will be at the line for two. Peyton Neff with a foul. Only her second. So the Lady Owls stayed out of foul trouble here in the second half. And in the third quarter, they continued their onslaught, but they certainly haven't done much here in the fourth. They've been outscored 9-10-1 here in the fourth quarter and still lead by 22 points. So Sevilla Long's first one was off the mark. Here comes her second shot. Up and off the mark also. Rebounded by Smithport. Quickly down court. That's McKean. Madeline McKean. There's a little bit of an opening, but four Owls converge on the ball down there. There's a three ball for Smithport. It's good. It's good. That's Jasmine Miller. Three ball for Smithport. So there's Reimer. Ball gets hit out of bounds off of Smithport. We're down to 1:45 to go. Keyshore is going to inbound the ball. They better not. There's Reimer with a shot. Oh, off. Funk with a rebound. Funk with another rebound. Both of them off the mark. Rebounded that time by Smithport. Smithport away quickly. Oh, and the pass goes out of bounds. So we're down to 1:16 to go in the game. Another player checking in there for Smithport. And here comes Miranda Davis, probably for Keyshore. No. Davis comes in for Sevilla Long. Big round of applause for Sevilla Long. She had a great game tonight. Coming off the bench when the Lady Owls needed her, getting a little foul trouble there. Here comes Casey Poe with the ball. Miranda Davis takes a long shot, nails it. It's a long two for Davis. And there's a timeout by Smithport with 40 seconds to go. We're going to stick around for this one. Lady Owls really in the second and the third quarter extended the lead to where it was insurmountable. Lady Hubbers have outscored the Lady Owls here in the fourth quarter. Really nice performance all around by all of your Lady Owls. And everybody's been in the game. That's a good thing. Last home game. One more game remains for the Lady Owls. They'll travel down to Elk County for a league District 9 league matchup. I believe that's Wednesday night. And as I said earlier, stand by for an announcement possibly later this week and a possible playoff berth for the Lady Owls, which would be very exciting. As you may know, the boys made the playoffs last year and surprised everyone by going to the district championship game where they came up just short. But once you make the playoffs, you really never know. Just got to get there. Lady Hubbers with the ball, 37 seconds to go. Good defense. Lady Owls get another turnover. There's Reimer with the ball to Poe. Poe to Keyshore. 25 seconds to go. Keyshore looking for one of her teammates to get open. There's Casey Poe going to take the three ball. Nail it! Poe hits the three ball. Very nice. 49-25. 10 seconds to go. 5 seconds to go. There's a three from Smithport off the mark, and that's going to be the end of the game. The final score, Bradford Lady Owls, 49, Lady Hubbers, 25. I'm going to tally up the stats. I'll be back here for the post game. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Welcome back. James Patrick here for the post-game show. Great performance tonight by the Lady Owls in their last home game of the season. At one point in the second and third quarter, the Lady Owls were on a 30-0 run. Now, you don't see many of those, so we should certainly acknowledge that. A 30-0 run in the second and third quarter. And then the Lady Hubbers caught up a little bit there in the fourth. But the final score, Lady Owls 49, Lady Hubbers 25. Just a great performance by the Lady Owls. You had 9 Lady Owls in the scoring column. So let's get to the scoring. Leading Smithport was Madeline McKean with 7 points. That's really all they had. A bunch of players with 2 and 1. 7 points for Madeline McKean. For the Lady Owls, Sevilla Long, the surprise leading scorer with 11. She had a period there, the second period, where she just totally dominated the game. She came off the bench as a few of her teammates were in foul trouble, and she scored 9 points in the second quarter alone, comes away leading scorer with 11 points. Mackenzie Taylor puts in 10. Haley Keene puts in 8. Alyssa Johnson with 5, Mallory Craig with 4, and on down the line. There's Miranda Davis with 5. 9, like I said, 9 scorers for the Lady Owls tonight, so it was nice to see everybody got involved. Lady Owls run their record up to 10-11 with 1 game remaining. A District 9 league matchup Wednesday with the Lady Crusaders from Elk County Christian. Great night here at the Owl's Nest. Thank you for sticking around. A little bit of a late start due to that power outage in the area earlier. Overall, a great, great time. Thank you for listening. We don't know our next broadcast, but I'm hoping it'll be a playoff game or maybe 2 next week. So we'll see. So once again, final score tonight from the Owl's Nest. Your Lady Owls 49, Lady Hubbers 25. This is James Patrick for WSB Sports.